Thanks so much for stopping by for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk. I'm Luann Crane, and our host, of course, is best-selling author and psychologist Dr. James Dobson. And, Doctor, I just have to say we have a guest here today who is really just a little bit like family.
Mm-hmm. He is, and I'm anxious to introduce him to our listeners. We do need to say that Ryan is in Nashville today and is not going to be here, and it's a shame because he would have loved talking to our guest today. He is Dr. Kirk Elliott. He's a member of our board of directors here at Family Talk, and I have really enjoyed not only getting to know him, but I consider him a very, very good friend and a friend of his family. So he's an investment advisor with McIlvaney Financial Group in Durango, Colorado, and he's been working in the financial services industry since 1994, which gives him a great perspective from which to speak about our own economy here in the United States and what is likely to occur in years to come. He's also the founder and president of todaysamerica.com. I'm going to stop my introduction, Kirk, and tell us what Today's America is.
Today's America is a weblog that we have started to actually equip the church and equip believers around the country into the topics and the things that are important that we need to act on as believers, because I firmly believe that our country can be saved if the church wakes up. If the church doesn't wake up, I really think that it's a hopeless situation. We are too far gone. But God's word never returns void. And 2 Chronicles 7:14 is the basis for todaysamerica.com. And so Today's America is meant to equip people to act and to change our culture and to engage in our community and make a difference.
Well, I know that's your heart, and that's why I appreciate you. Dr. Elliott has a PhD in public policy and administration from Walden University. He lives in southwest Colorado, just south of us here, with his wife Jolaine and their two children. Dr. Elliott was a guest with us here on Family Talk in May of 2011. Turned out to be one of the most popular, two of the most popular programs we did that year. And I'm going to call you Kirk because I know who you are. And we are really glad to have you here.
Thank you, Dr. Dobson and Luann. It's my pleasure.
Now, the last 2 days here on Family Talk were devoted to interviews with Joel Rosenberg, the author of so many books that have turned out to be prophetic. And you were here. You were in the control room for those two programs. And Joel, of course, has gone on to be with his family that was also in this area. But I asked you to be here and to listen because I wanted you to comment on what we were going to hear Joel say. And now we know what he said. Those were powerful programs, weren't they?
Fascinating, absolutely.
And in fact, I often say this because what we're doing is just so marvelous. But if our listeners did not hear either of those programs, yes, hopefully both of them,
yes,
they really do need to listen to them or get them from us, or now they can get it through our app.
Through our Family Talk app. We're
I'm
so
getting so
pleased
techie
to roll that
I make
out.
Myself sick.
I'm terribly impressed.
You just press a little button and you hear it.
There it is.
And anytime during the day, 24 hours a day.
Whatever is convenient for you. And I would add, Doctor, those two programs with Joel Rosenberg have great pass-along value. If people did hear them, I hope they consider sending them along as a link or something to somebody else.
Now, Kirk, you were, like I said, you were in the control room and you were listening. You must have been itching to get involved there because so much was going on in that conversation. I'm going to ask you to kind of summarize what Joel Rosenberg said yesterday related to his book, Implosion. I do hope our listeners will get a copy of this book. Describe it for us.
You know, in a nutshell, as you distill it, he talks about America. Where do we stand in the prophetic events, you know, that are about to unfold? You know, why isn't America in end times biblical prophecy? I mean, that's really what it boils down to. And he comes up with four things in the book that I think are amazing. Either there is A, an economic implosion, a war on terror, natural disasters, or the rapture. Any of those things could actually happen that would say, okay, America is going to be insignificant in the future is what it distills down to. Well, why are we going to be insignificant? Sadly, and this is a very sobering message, and it reminds me of a scripture, Job 12:23, and what it says is, he makes the nations great, then destroys them. He enlarges the nations, then leads them away. See, in Joel, in his book, he talks about the revolutions of kingdoms are brought about by an overruling providence. Heaven and earth are shaken, but you know what? The Lord still sits king forever. And with him, we look for a kingdom then that cannot be shaken. And what it reminds me of this whole book is the Lord Jesus is still on the throne. This morning when I was doing my devotions, you know what? He is still king. All knees must bow to him, and Jesus is still on the throne. He wants everything to point to him, because in our weakness, he is made strong.
Well, we know that because we believe the scripture, but you can also see it from history. There have been some 2,000 civilizations in the history of the world, and none of them lasted. They all imploded. They all were destroyed. They all went the way of all flesh. And we're not saying necessarily that we're right on the verge of America's demise, but we're saying you can see the signs. Jesus said to take a lesson from the fig tree and explain that if you're paying attention and you're watching, you can see where we're going. Joel, in his book, has talked about the fact that there is great anxiety out there among the American people. 70% of the American people think we're on the wrong track. And so that's not just evangelical Christians or conservative Catholics. This is a large percentage of the people in our country. They can see it. They're looking at the fig tree too and seeing, hey, wait a minute, something is going dramatically wrong. An implosion is a book that describes the dangers we face and the solution if we're willing to do it, which is repentance and returning to the laws of God.
Right. God's economy is not man's economy. And that's the hope that we can always cling to, because repentance is key. You know, and it doesn't matter what you have done in your past. Jesus can wipe away your sins and make you clean. Now, that doesn't mean that there are no consequences to pay for your actions. Yeah. Those consequences will still have to be there, but you can be right with God. And his word never returns void. And this is where I am so encouraged to a certain point that you know what? We can change things. But it's up to the church at this point, because we are so far gone economically. As an economist, I look at these things, and there is no way that we can recover from the mess that we have dug ourselves into.
Right, I want to really focus on that, because that's your area of expertise. That's what you're more interested in than anything else. And when you were here in 2011, we talked about the mess we're in. We're way down the road from there just a short time later, aren't we?
We are. And when you look at us compared to other nations on our great planet, we hear about Greece. You know, Greece is imploding too. They are falling apart. They can't even afford to survive. And they've got a debt level that is so extreme, it is 160% greater than what they bring in as an entire nation. So their debt to GDP level is 160.
Gross domestic product.
Correct. Their gross domestic product, what they bring in as a nation in a given year, basically their debt is 160 times that. Now, what it takes in the European Union, by the European Union bylaws, is you have to have a debt to GDP, or gross domestic product level, of 60. They're at 160. Oh, so all of the austerity measures, all of the things that the European Union is saying, hey, Greece, you have to comply with this stuff, get down to this level, or we're going to boot you out. Well, the sad thing is it's not just Greece. 17 of the 28 nations in the European Union have debt to GDP levels greater than 80. This is not just a Greece situation. So let's compare it to us in the United States. Our debt is $16 trillion. What is our gross domestic product? $16 trillion. We're at 100%. We couldn't even stay in the European Union. This is how bad it has gotten. And now other countries basically control our destiny. And this is just God's word playing itself out. Proverbs 22:7 says, the borrower is a slave to the lender. Mm-hmm. That's true for an individual, and it's also true for a nation. How is it true for a nation? Because we've got other countries like Japan and China and India and so forth that buy our U.S. treasuries. That foreign capital inflow coming into our country is what funds our lifestyle of conspicuous consumption and buying a second and a third BMW and a vacation house and a boat and all this other stuff. It's foreign money coming in that helps us pay off our debt. Now that the U.S. consumer has unemployment that's sky high, we're seeing the rising costs of inflation. We're seeing taxes going up, and we haven't even seen the tip of the iceberg yet. We can no longer rely on the U.S. consumer in this country to fund our debt. We have to rely on foreign capital, and nobody else wants it. You know, you had mentioned, Dr. Dobson, that Joel Rosenberg said 70% of America believes that there's something really wrong. Well, it's probably 70% of the world, because the rest of the world has slowed down or stopped buying U.S. treasuries altogether. They don't want it. They view the U.S. dollar as the equivalent of monopoly money, because we print without discretion. And at some point, we have to pay the piper.
We have to pay it, Kirk. But what do we do about it? Because we have an entitlement philosophy where, many people vote according to what they're going to get from the government. Are the American people going to be willing to hold still long enough for us to deal with this debt? I mean, I don't see any evidence of that.
Not only do we not see any evidence, I don't think that we can. And this is why politicians are so full of empty promises. And they cater to the people, the takers of society, as opposed to the givers. We have become a nation of takers. This is why entitlements, whether we're talking about Social Security, which is not necessarily an entitlement, you pay into that your whole life, but it's a mandatory government payment. When you add that with Medicare and Medicaid and food stamps and women, infant, and children programs, that is $2.05 trillion of our budget every year. We bring in $2.5 trillion. So it's 82% of everything we bring in as a nation now goes out towards these mandatory payments.
Now you don't advocate eliminating those programs, because you got older people who desperately need Social Security, and they've put money in the pot all those years, and Medicare and Medicaid and the rest of it.
No, you can't get rid of it. But sadly, we're at a point where we can't afford it anymore. They're going to have to start cutting back. And this is just what you and I would do as a family, or as a company if you're a business owner. If you run out of money, you're going to have to start cutting back on something. The U.S. government has to cut back on something, because they can't fund our national defense and roads and bridges and infrastructure and all the federal employees on the 18% that's left. Mm. This is why I believe it's going to implode. But there's something even more dangerous than that. That is the interest payments on our national debt. This is very scary, Dr. Dobson, because when you look at $16 trillion worth of debt, we have the lowest interest rates in the history of our country. 2.18% is the cost that the federal government pays on our $16 trillion. At today's prices, that's $350 billion with a B a year. Well, you, Luann, and you and Dr. Dobson can both remember better than I can. Back in 1983, if you were to buy a house back then, the interest rates were 15 to 20%. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was the high point, and now we're at the lowest point in history. So where can interest rates go from here? They can only go up. What happens when interest rates go to 4%? Well, that means the debt service, the interest only on our debt, is $640 billion. And at 6%, it goes to $960 billion. At 10%, it's $1.6 trillion. If we get back to just where we were in 1983 at 15%, that's $2.4 trillion. That's basically everything that we bring in as a country. All of our tax revenues are going towards interest only. And our country is sunk. So this is where you have to start making hard choices on what do we cut, what needs to be done, what are the solutions to fix this? Because outside of an outright miracle from God, which can happen, because His Word tells us that it can, in 2 Chronicles 7:14, He will heal our land. But it's going to take a revival in the church, which is what Joel Rosenberg was talking about. That's what it's going to take. Outside of that, we cannot unbury ourselves from this economic implosion. And of those four things that Mr. Rosenberg talked about, economic implosion, I don't see a way out of that.
Hmm. Now, you see a direct link between this out-of-control debt, our spending more money than we take in, and moral implications that come from it.
That's absolutely correct. If this were just an isolated event, it was just the economy that was doing bad, but everything else was doing well. The family was successful. Churches were growing. People were givers. I would say, okay, then the economy is just kind of bad. But everything is falling apart at the same time, whether it's political, geopolitical, economic, social, moral decay. Everything is falling apart at the same time, and that tells me one thing. These are all physical manifestations of a spiritual battle that's taking place. And so therefore, we know what the battle is. We know how to fight it. When you're waging a spiritual battle, you've got to pray. And you've got to follow God's Word. And He gives us a blueprint for a successful life in His Word. But we're violating almost every single principle of it. And it makes me want to cry that we have gotten to a point of such depravity in this country. And this is our government. We elected these people. You know, I'm not necessarily saying you and I, but as a nation, we elected these people who are passing these ridiculously horrible laws. And this is where it boils down to the church, I believe, needs to wake up. We need to make our voice heard. We need to speak the truth and speak the truth in love. And if we make our voice heard, hopefully politicians won't keep passing this horrible legislation. But because we're not making our voice heard, we have the economy that we have. We have this moral decay that we have. And it's just ridiculous.
Well, that's what I appreciate so much about Joel Rosenberg's book in our conversation these last 2 days. The title of the book again is Implosion: Can America Recover from Its Economic and Spiritual Challenges in Time? There's some hand-wringing associated with that. And this could be the most depressing book that's ever been written if you really look at all the facts. But he doesn't stop there. The second half of the book deals with the answer and the solution, and it is return to God's principles and the governmental policies that flow from it, and also a spiritual renewal, a revival that brings us back to God to say, we have forgotten God, and He is still there, but we had better wake up.
You know, a lot of times God, because of His nature, because of who He is so generous. He gives us what we ask for. He is a gentleman. And what we've asked for in this country is a society without Him. We've taken Him out of school, out of our personal life, out of public life, out of everything. And this is what we get.
Well, you say we should make our voices be known. What does that look like?
Well, that means if you see an issue like this, speak about it. Call your congressmen and women. You know, make your voice heard. Fax them. Blitz the airwaves with everything that you can do, like you do on this show, and you speak the truth. And you basically, it's not just enough to speak it, but you have to act upon it once you hear it.
Oh, but Joel, I'm not an activist. That's for somebody else. I'm just minding my own business here.
Well, I would tell Joel Rosenberg, which he actually tells in his book, it's like, you know what? We have to act as Christians. If we don't, our country is dead. And he goes through a list in his book of things that we can do. Simply get out and vote. If you are inclined and if God calls you to do so, you know what? Just like Queen Esther put her life on the line and spoke to the king, you might need to run for public office. It's like, okay, that basically is putting your life on the line. It's over at that point. But you do that, and pastors cannot be afraid to speak the truth from the pulpits either. And then the congregation, we are the church to the community around us. It doesn't just stop at the pastors. We are the church. We need to actually talk to our neighbors and our friends in the community and engage them. And don't build bridges, but build relationships, because then we can win over people from the other side who are thinking like this. And, you know, I am producing a DVD called 300 Million Slaves.
I meant to ask you about that. I've seen it. Oh, it's good.
It is so exciting, and it is a wake-up call for America and for the church, and not just for the clergy, but for all of us who are pastors in our community. That's what all of us are. And if we don't wake up, you know what? This is what happened in Hitler's regime. You know, the church at the time buckled to the political pressure and didn't speak out. And because of that, millions of people got slaughtered. What could they have done? I don't know, but anything is better than nothing. But instead, the church was silent. And eyewitness accounts from that time say, hey, you know what? We heard the trains and we heard the people screaming to their death, and we didn't do anything. And those screams still haunt us today. I don't want to be haunted. I want, when I meet Jesus face to face on Judgment Day, I want him to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. And that's why I'm doing this DVD, 300 Million Slaves.
How can they get it?
Go to 300millionslaves.com. That's 300 million slaves. And they can order it there. It is going to, we are trying to blitz this out all over the country before the election, because this is an important time, regardless of your political party. The Christians in this country need to start speaking out. History has shown when evangelicals and Catholics vote, they can actually change things. And it really is up to us.
And when they don't vote in great numbers, bad things happen.
We just have to vote our values, and we have to vote our conscience.
Kirk, we're out of time here. Thank you for being our guest, for being here through the last 2 days. And any last thing you want to say to our listeners?
Yes. Don't walk around in fear. God didn't create us with a spirit of fear, but with a spirit of sound mind. And when we lack wisdom, he will give it to us. And we certainly need that to navigate through these times that we're living in. And he will give you creativity to run your business. Mm-hmm. He will give you the boldness and the courage that you need to be like the Daniels and the Esthers of this world, and to speak out and make a difference, engage your community, and change our culture so it will be better for the next generation than it is right now. And this means the church needs to wake up, because if we don't, I firmly believe we won't have a nation left for our kids and grandkids.
Boy. Well, that is enough to motivate me, and I hope many other people. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with us, for serving on our board of directors, mm-hmm. and for what you're doing for the kingdom.
It's an honor and my pleasure. Thank you.
Well, you can tell we love our Family Talk board members around here. They do so much towards supporting the work that we do. For listeners who would like to learn more about Dr. Kirk Elliott and his DVD, 300 Million Slaves, you can visit drjamesdobson.org. There you can also request a CD of this entire 3-day series that we've featured, or a copy of Joel Rosenberg's book. Again, the title is Implosion: Can America Recover from Its Economic and Spiritual Challenges in Time? If you'd prefer to call us for either the CD or Joel's book, the phone number is 877-732-6825. And before we say goodbye for today, Doctor, we've heard a lot these past few days that can really give us concern about our country, but there's actually some positive news on the horizon.
There is, Luann, and I'm excited about it. There is a powerful and patriotic movie that I'd like to recommend to our listeners. It's called A Last Ounce of Courage, and it's a story of an American hero who stands up for his beliefs in a time of cynicism and fear. Mm. It's a family-friendly movie that will leave people feeling good about our country, and we can sure use that.
We sure can.
So I want to encourage our listeners to bring your church, your organization, your family and friends, and take a stand for freedom, because that's what this movie does. Mm. Again, the name of the film is Last Ounce of Courage, and for more information, people can go to lastouncethemovie.com.
And we'll be sure to provide the link for listeners to that site from drjamesdobson.org. While you're there, if you would consider giving to our work here at Family Talk of helping families and defending righteousness in the culture, we certainly need your support. You can just click on the Donate tab at our website or on our new Family Talk app. Or one last time, you can give us a call, 877-732-6825. Thanks again for joining us today, and please do return next time for another edition of Dr. James Dobson's Family Talk.
Family Talk is not affiliated with Focus on the Family.
Hello, everyone. This is James Dobson with Family Talk, reminding you of your right and responsibility to vote on Tuesday, November the 6th. In order to vote, however, you have to register. If you're not sure that you've done that, go to championthevote.com. We're approaching what I consider to be one of the most important elections in American history. Please, again, I urge you to let your voice be heard, and I'll see you at the polls on Election Day, Tuesday, November the 6th.